any time we answer a calling to God, regardless of how well we think we have done, if we trust Him, then we've done okay.
Amen.
Regardless of what we may think or what anybody else says, because we have turned it over to Him, we've done what He's asked us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody else? The other thing, too, and listen to those testimonies, you know, the mission field is anywhere we're at.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be across the sea or some big city. The mission field, when you really think about it, is where we're at. Because there's many, many people that just need an invitation. And there's some that they just don't go, but that's their choice. Amen? Again, it's been a good week. I hope you've had a good day. I know I have. I've just counted blessings today. But it's been a good week. During vacation Bible school and other activities that we have, I try to see what God puts before me. It's interesting what you see. Had a family come this morning. Been praying for. Didn't know if the boys had been here before. They said, "Oh, sure, we know where it's at. We're at Trick or Trunk."
Praise the Lord.
Thinking of how long ago that was. And I thought, the Lord just said to me then, you know, we never know who we're reaching with what we do. Doesn't have to just be a big thing, but little things. There was another person that was here. I can't remember at this point whether it was a grandchild or a child, but the church where they were attending didn't have very many kids. I thought how blessed we are here. I had another person who came, I guess is looking for a church because other churches weren't as accepting of her kids. I thought that would be a sad thing for somebody to say about our church, wouldn't it?
Amen.
So, again, those are just things, and the other things I'll keep to myself. But those are just things that the Lord allowed me to see. I'd like for you to turn to Mark chapter 12. I want to tell you something else too. I will not keep this to myself, but I'm so thankful that we have the kids that we do here that step up and participate in the activities that we do as a church, because those kids could have been a lot of other places.
Yeah.
But they chose to be here to serve God in the way that they felt they could, and some of them are here, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to go through the memory verses that we had this week. If you weren't here, then you can just jot them down and go back through and look at them. But one of the first ones we had was Mark chapter 12, verse 31. And I preached not too long ago on this because this lawyer, this scribe, he was trying to mess with Jesus a little bit. And he said, "Well, you tell me just, you know, what is the first commandment? What's the greatest of them all?" And when I preached that, I gave you verse 30 where it says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." This is the first commandment. And when I preached that, I had to ask myself, how much do I do that? Am I really committed to that first commandment? But then here's the memory verse from Monday night. Okay, verse 31, the second is like the namely this. This was this memory verse. "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And if you remember, we talked about that. The guy goes on in the Good Samaritan, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Well, who's my neighbor? Well, the answer to that question Jesus gave to him is everybody is what? Your neighbor.
Amen.
Anybody you meet is your neighbor. It's just not the person beside you. The neighbor is everybody we see. And the key in that verse was to what? Love thy neighbor as thou love, excuse me, thyself. If you remember, we touched on that. If a person doesn't like themselves, if they don't love themselves, then how much are they going to be able to love somebody else? But all that started with that first commandment to what? Love God. Because you and I, with the way the world is, we can't love our neighbor unless we have the love of God in us, that agape love. You and I can't love somebody on our own. The spiritual kind of love that we need. Especially when you look at the way the world is. Now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. If you don't have to go there, but you can write these down. This was Tuesday night. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. Says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Now the other part will go, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Listen, I said this morning that once you're saved, you're working out that plan, you're working out your salvation. You go from salvation to a vocation. God knows what that vocation is. And he says, I know the thoughts that I have toward you. And God's thoughts toward you and I are of peace and not of evil. God wants each of us to be prosperous. Now, there are some things along the way that we have to work out sometimes, but God knows that, you know, he knows the thoughts that he has for us, these thoughts of peace, not of evil, and that we may prosper. And he has an expected end for each of us. Think of that. Think of that. Matthew chapter 5. Wednesday night. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And the adult study that was is that the salt, we should be the salt of the earth. But you think of that memory verse, let your light shine. We have to ask ourselves, do we let our light shine? I use Seth as a reference a lot. And I could tell you a lot more than I do, but he's sitting here. When he's sitting here. And I don't put him up on a pedestal as a father bragging on his son. I simply bring him to you because he is an example of a lot of what we talk about.
Amen.
See, light that shines. Scared to death about the blood work. Scared to death of needles. And he's took him in. She can tell you more because she's in there, but I can hear him. The light was shining. The nurse, do you go to church? Are you saved? See, the light was shining. I guess there was a big hug at the end, but you know, on the way home, Denise said, you know, she'll never forget him. Now listen, Hopefully somebody doesn't forget us for good reasons, not bad. You see what I'm saying? I've got some places where, they probably remember you, but probably not for the good things. Letting the light shine. And he says here, you let the light shine before men, not that they see you. Not that they see you and I, but they see what? Your good works. That what? Not that don't glorify us, but glorify God. Now, if we're not careful, we can do good works and glorify ourselves. That's a dangerous thing.
Amen.
The works that you and I do in letting our light shine should be to glorify God. Think of that. Now let's go over another chapter, Matthew chapter 6. This was Thursday night. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Very short verse, but I want to go up to verse 20. Jesus says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." What treasures are you and I laying for ourselves? I believe Jesus knew what kind of treasures we lay up for ourselves. And in this scripture, he says, but lay up for yourselves treasures that are in heaven.
Yeah.
Watch this. Where neither moth nor rust can corrupt. And where thieves do not break through nor steal. See, the treasures that you lay up in heaven, those are going to be for eternity.
Amen.
Things that you'll have forever. All these things we have, and you know this, they are material things. Since we have this diagnosis with Dad, it seems like I've heard that word Alzheimer's. A lot of places. I always heard it seemed like it just kept coming up more. And Joe Painter touched on a little bit in the Sunday school service. Listen, Christ will remember those people that have that, even if they can't remember God, because they remembered God when it counted, when they had their mind. So I told my dad. I said, I can't believe this happened to me. I said, that's all right. I said, you'll never know if it happened. I didn't mean, that's what I told you. My mom said, I said, you'll never know if it happened. I said, we will. You will already. If you get to that point, you are already whole. Seth is already whole. Think of that. Already whole. Because see, when they accepted Christ and you and I have accepted Christ, then we have laid up treasures in heaven.
Yeah.
So that then no matter what happens to us here, it doesn't matter if we know Christ. Been on the tractor this week. Got it looking good. And I was there mowing. And I thought, how many times you all mowed that same field? Caught my mowing machine in the metal post. Caught my mowing machine in the guide wire for the telephone pole. Same thing I remember my grandpa doing. But here's the thing I'm getting at. We've been blessed to have that form of things that we have. But the true treasure
The true treasure is in heaven.
That memory verse. Don't get these things laid up that rust and moth destroy. He says there were thieves break in to steal. But watch this in verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Amen.
Think of that. You don't think those kids heard that this week? Now on this last one, let's go to John chapter 14. Now this was not a memory verse. So if you were here this week, you're saying, oh no, this wasn't a memory verse. What's he doing? But each night, those kids put on a skit. Pam was a storyteller. They put on a skit related to different parables and stories concerning this scripture. But in the last night, there's a door. It was a door to a special place. Now they found out later, and they knew this, that the special place was heaven, right? But each one had a special characteristic or something unique about each of these characters. Like one came, I believe Einstein came, and so he and they the part of this was they needed a ticket. Enter this special place. And so each of them thought they had what would give them, get them in. If you were smart enough, you could get in this special place. If you were strong enough, you could get in this special place. If you were kind enough, you could get in this special place. But they couldn't get a ticket from the preacher to get in because that's not what it took. Finally, the rabbit came. And the rabbit had the ticket. The ticket that the rabbit had was that they had this rabbit had accepted Jesus Christ as its Savior.
Amen.
And that allowed him in. Now, a special place is heaven. I'll close with this. In John chapter 14, let's go through these first four verses. Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God also in me." And he's already touched about it. There's going to be troubles come our way. There's going to be different levels of trouble, but it's all trouble to the person that, or the people that's affecting, right? And this is read, this scripture is read at a lot of funerals. But I think it could be read anytime because it provides what's coming. It says, don't let your heart be troubled. If you believe in me, if you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. There's a place prepared for you and I.
Amen.
It's part of that treasure that we lay up. He says, if it were not so, I would have not told you. Hey, listen, I know there's a special mansion for us because Jesus right here says that there is.
Amen.
And he doesn't lie. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you. Listen, there's a place being prepared for you right now in heaven.
Amen.
It's there. That when you take your last breath, you're with Jesus Christ in a place that he's prepared for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He's going to come again. Mark it down. And receive you unto myself. He is there waiting. There's a hand that is waiting to receive you and I. That where I am, there you may be also. Listen, I want to be where Christ is. Amen? There's a way to do that. There's a way to be with Christ. It's to accept him. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Listen, you're here tonight. I believe everyone here knows the way. You know the way. But there's a lot of people out there that don't know the way.
Amen.
There's some out there that know the way but don't care. What are we to do? Show them the way. Show them the way. These kids that were in this program this week, somebody showed them the way. The kids that attended this vacation Bible school this week, they were shown the way. Parents who were here that brought them that may have not been in church, they were shown the way. When somebody that's outside this church door comes in, they are shown the way. It can happen outside these doors too. By us working out our salvation, the way we live, the way we conduct ourselves. Aren't you thankful that you're saved?
Amen.
That when we do mess up, if we come to Him, He'll forgive us. But make no mistake about it, we have an adversary. We have an adversary, the devil, that will jump on us with both feet. And I guarantee you this, you mark it down. If you had a good week this week through the vacation Bible school, get ready, because Satan sometime or another is going to jump on you with both feet. I know he is me because I've had a good week. He's going to jump on me some way, somehow. Could be sitting here, could be me, could be, I don't know. But we need to be ready, don't we?
Amen.
If you have an invitational song, I'm done.